Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
It is 7:39 on this Tuesday edition of Palmetto Morning. 61 degrees right here on WRHI FM 100.1, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
I'm Patty Mercer. You can also watch us on Comporium Channel 103 or download the free WRHI app. We're also on Facebook. We are live Monday through Friday from 6 a.m. to 9 a.m. Join us there.
All right. It is Tuesday. It is time for us once again to check in with our various school districts in York County. This week, the wheel lands on
the wheel
Fort Mill.
I won the day.
That's okay. It.
Yes.
Big click, money, click, big click, money, click, big click, money. Click, there click. You go.
Joe Burke, Chief Communications Officer for the Fort Mill School District.
There you go. Hey, speaking of big money, some nice news headed your way. We've not been able to catch up with you since the judge issued the ruling in terms of when it comes to impact fees in Fort Mill. Now, I know the school district has to kind of play it, can't talk too much.
So I'll give you guys an update because we have had some other things that have happened.
Right.
So, yes, the judge did find in the favor of the state and York County, and it was a pretty definitive write-up on what he deemed for each claim that was made. But there is still some process going on. Mm-hmm. There was a window for the other side to file with the judge to reconsider his own ruling, which they have now done, I believe, as of yesterday or possibly the day before. So he's in that process now, and he'll review his own ruling. We feel pretty confident about it, but it is still part of the process that has to go on.
So the home builders said, listen, we'd like to appeal this.
Yeah, they had a window, I believe it was 10 days, to apply back to the judge, say, hey, please consider your ruling on these points. Pretty much the same points that we feel like we already argued. So hopefully it will all come out the way we think, and we believe it will. Following that, they can appeal to the higher courts all the way up to the state Supreme Court, and we'll have to see how that goes. But, I mean, obviously having that first ruling is a big step. The judge came back and said, no, we believe the state is right. We believe the York County was correct, and everything is falling in line with the law, and the law is constitutional. So
the homeowners, the Home Builders Association is part of the group that, you know, is fighting against the increase of impact fees. Now, they are saying that it creates hardships, that it's going to slow down their building. So would they have to show proof that that had happened? Because it doesn't seem to be the case just looking at Fort Mill, who is continuing to thrive. Would they have to show proof that impact
has
been?
That all gets into the actual legal argument side, so I don't want to go into that. But I can tell you that we obviously have been collecting these impact fees since they were put in place, and we have not seen a slowing growth. Matter of fact, it has been steady on through. We've even had big months, like I believe it was either the end of January, right at the beginning of February. There were almost 200 and something apartments that came online that were filed through the impact fee portion of it. So growth has not slowed in our area, specifically in Fort Mill. So we'll have to see how it continues to go. But to answer your question, no, we don't believe that it has slowed here. So, but hopefully it'll all continue to work through the process quickly, and we'll get completely justified on this and move forward.
So about how much money is in escrow right now?
I want to say there's right around $22 million. Mm-hmm. I believe was the last time I checked it when I got the report at the board meeting that has been collected since this impact fee was implemented.
Okay. And ultimately, you're just waiting to the point where they will release that money to you all, and you're able to do what you need to do with it.
Our board did what we believe was the prudent thing. They chose not to spend it until we got to the point where we felt like the case was solved. Because if it had gone the other direction, then we would have had to figure out how to pay that money back, depending on what the judgments were. And you have to remember the only way to do that is to go to our taxpayers for it. So very prudent in not taking that route. But, you know, now that we're at this point, I do believe they will start to look at how we're going to implement these funds into our capital projects. And that's the other thing they have to do. They have to be spent on the capital project side. They're not used for salaries or anything like that. So they're going to start looking at that now that we're in this step, and we'll continue to finish out the legal process as well.
Why does the legal process have to take so long?
I won't get into any criticisms of our legal process or government, but as with most processes, it just takes a lot of time. There's a lot of information. There's a lot of steps, too, that even I'm learning about. Like, you know, I didn't know that there was, you have this step, then there's a window for this, then there's a step, and then on down. So that is why we have our lawyers, and they fill us in on all of that stuff when we need to be filled in.
Exactly.
So. Let them get bogged down in all the paperwork,
There is a lot to the process, even more so. A lot of people think, you know, you just make a court date and go, and that's just not generally how it works.
Well, everything's a learning opportunity for sure.
It is.
Take it like that. Joe Burke is the chief public information officer for the Fort Mill School District, learning some of the headlines coming out of the Fort Mill School District.
I got a couple of things I want to do. I want to start off with a real big positive first. I want to congratulate Nation Fort High School for the second year in a row. They've been selected as Palmetto's finest finalist.
Go Falcons!
Yes, so we're very hopeful for them this year, and hopefully they're going to be able to pull it off. It's really impressive to be nominated 2 years in a row.
Yes.
So we're very happy for that. The decision will be made, I believe it's March 24th. They'll do their live stream and make the announcements. So we're going to be excited about that and have a big viewing party over at the high school.
And now Fort Mill has received this before, right? Fort Mill High School?
Yes, there are other schools in the district who've received this award.
Okay, great.
But like I said, it's really neat to have a school that's been selected as finalist 2 years in a row, because that's a tough process just to get there. To win is even harder, but just to get to that point is very prestigious.
Mm-hmm.
We also do have some big news coming out of the district that was at our last board meeting. River Trail Elementary, at the board meeting, we did have to announce that the opening of that school is going to be delayed. We unfortunately hit a big construction problem over there where we found over 100,000 cubic yards, and that equates to 8,320 dump truck loads of soil that had to be removed from the site. There was nothing wrong with the soil, like from a, you know, toxic or anything like that. It just was not the correct soil that could be compacted for structures. It had a lot of debris, like old trees and stuff like that buried in it. So we had to remediate that, which we still could have probably made it in our timeline. But then we hit about 110 days of rain in our area, which caused even more construction delays. So that school is going to open in January in the next school year. We've got a plan in place for all of our students that are assigned to that school. They're going to be attending either Dobie's Bridge or the new Kingstown Elementary, which is going to open on time. But they'll be in a classroom with their River Trail teacher and their River Trail classmates. And in January, they will then transition to the new school. The class will move together with the teacher, so there won't be a new shakeup or anything along those lines. So they'll just come back together as one school. So we're working through that process now for assigning kids and the transportation piece of it, and making sure that we have siblings at the same schools and all that stuff. So,
well, we certainly know that is not always – we like to start it in August, but we also, between Fort Mill and Rock Hill specifically, have moved mid-year into a brand-new school, and the kids absolutely love it. They're more excited. It might take the adults a little bit more time to get used to it, but it doesn't – it seems to have go on without a hiccup.
Yeah, and we've got a plan in place as far as like getting that the move for the teachers and staff and everybody over the winter break. And then, of course, the kids will come back. When they come back from break, they're going to start at their new school. But the key thing is we want to make it as smooth and as seamless as possible for the kids. So, like I said, it's a real key to have them not be changing teachers, not be changing classes, that kind of stuff. So we want to make sure that whatever they're doing in the first semester will carry over. It'll just change location.
I think that's
the goal for that.
Very much so. All right. Any other headlines?
No, just a lot of other fun things going on. We got the spelling bee coming up later this week at the district office. That's going to be the district spelling bee coming on. You know, we just finished the induction of our people into the district hall of fame.
Oh,
so that was cool. So just lots of fun stuff that's coming up along with the normal everyday classroom work.
All right, Joe Burke. Joe Hayes is with the American Red Cross. Two great guys.
Yeah, we're just average Joes. We hang around all the time.
I do see that the first draft of the 2021
academic calendar. That's one other thing I'll get into real quickly. Yes, we did present a draft at the last board meeting on February 5th, and we will have the next version of it coming up at the next board meeting on the 18th for approval. Of course, start date is the same, even though there's a lot of hubbub out there in Columbia about getting that changed. We don't know when that'll happen yet, so we're going under the current law. So the 17th of August would be our start date.
Okay.
And we would go through, I believe it's the 2nd of June, which is a Wednesday, and we would have graduation on the 3rd of June, which is a Thursday. So, and then, of course, all the days interspersed in between there. We did have to figure in days during the break for the move over there. So there's a two-week break in there as well, too.
All right. Again, Joe Burke is the Chief Communications Officer for the Fort Mill School District. Joe, thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Appreciate it.